Hey, I have no idea. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the XA Gaming Podcast, the place where you come for the games, but you stay for the truth. Home of the empty promise. My name is Chris, and tonight I am joined by my two very best friends, James D. Downey and James S. Sinker.
Hello.
Hi.
It is an absolute pleasure fest to have you both with me in the studio here tonight. It is a long-awaited return for Mr. James S. Sinker.
It is.
Who has kindly taken over James D. Downey's seat that you've become accustomed to.
Apparently. I like to think that I was taking over his seat in his absence.
Okay, good.
Now I'm back where I'm supposed to be.
You're back alongside me.
Yep.
Pals.
We're pals. On the casting couch.
Oh, don't do that. Uh-huh. No one will look at this podcast.
Now, could you kindly bend over?
Oh, no.
Well, that got real.
That got real
fast.
Never heard of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on what is episode 36. Good job you stopped me there. Is it 6?
Yep.
Is it not 7? 36 of the XA Gaming Podcast. We are... Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Because last week we were a quarter plus 10.
Exactly.
Now we're
that's
a quarter
how I
plus
always
11.
Do that. I divide my head and then multiply.
It just seems like the only logical way. On what is February 2nd?
February.
There's an R U in the middle of it, guys.
No O, though.
February 2nd, 2018. Gentlemen, what a week it has been for video game news. It's a good job we are going to hit all of that running later on the show. But first, I call this a show.
Oh, yeah.
The XA Gaming.
No.
It's
a show.
DJ McLaughlin calls it a radio program.
That's right.
Are we on the radio?
Telefisharing or something like that. There.
No.
Radio Telefisharing.
Radio.
Radio Telefisharing. Fucking it. Who cares? It's a fake language, Sean.
Speak fucking Elvish or something.
Come on. Klingon. I mean,
something practical.
Yeah, gentlemen, let's just start with Jim Sinker because it has been a long time. The last time we seen you, we
I was in the car.
The fuck. Out of each other. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And it was good.
Welcome.
Hi.
Welcome back.
I'm back.
It's been a long time.
It's been even longer since he was in the studio.
It has.
As well, because that was all done.
It's been there 2 months.
That entire gangbang was done in the car.
It was.
It was an awkward gangbang in the car. How have you been from that, Sinker?
I have been okay. So let's see. So since before Christmas, had a nice Christmas.
Yeah.
Had a nice New Year's.
Good.
I've just been playing games. Drinking coffee and playing games. That's all I've been doing.
I haven't slept.
I haven't slept in weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With blood coming out of his eyes.
Coffee in my veins.
That'd be funny. I don't know.
You can't see me shaking right now. Just my foot jittering right now.
We have a stabilizer on the camera.
I don't know. What do we normally do? It's been that long since I've done this bit. That like, what am I?
This is about. This is when you have to do the voluntary dance.
without it being like the same old shit of what have you been doing? Oh, I've been working.
Okay, well, you've been working.
Whenever DJ McLaughlin was on, he demonstrated something. I forget what. Remember, he got up and demonstrated something.
That's right. He's so out there. I love that guy.
I forget. I don't know what it was. But Sinker, if you want,
I would actually like to. I'm gonna give a shout out to what DJ McLaughlin.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm gonna give a shout out to him because he has made like
he's only back and he's
he's made like some boring shift really fun. Like you know the games that he used to play in work.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, Shawnee Mac, because those
still happening.
The games live on.
Yeah.
Shout out to Max. DJ McLaughlin.
Okay, so you actually had a bad case of the Aussie flu.
I did. Well, I don't know if it was the Aussie flu, but it was a flu that kicked my ass for about a week and a bit.
Like, what's wrong with you now?
That flu fucked me up.
Because it just thinks that's hilarious.
Is my pain amusing to you? I was fucking bedridden, you dick.
Do I amuse you?
Why was the first thing that came to my head when I said you had a bad case of the next two words?
The shits.
I don't know.
That ran through my head.
Just straight away, that's where I was going with
that. Well, rest assured, that was not the case.
Sorry, anyway.
I don't know. I've heard some messed up reports about that.
But yeah, you had the... What?
No, that's what I was thinking. You had the...
Would you kindly grow up?
Yeah, indeed.
I refuse to.
This guy had the Aussie flu, all right?
I could have died.
Yeah, you weren't well at all.
I wasn't,
like, a couple of weeks, weren't you?
No, I was fucked up.
Yeah, you were supposed to join us a couple of times, and you were just bedridden.
I was. Like, it was so bad, because, like, it started off with just kind of like a chest infection, and, like, obviously, like, I've got asthma, so, like, chest infections kick my ass to begin with. and then that upgraded, it leveled up to a flu. So like, I had a chest infection for like a good like 4 days or so, and I was like, oh, this is a minor inconvenience, but yeah. I can get on. And then next day,
jeez,
I was fucking gone.
The flu is a minor inconvenience, this guy.
No, the infection was a minor flu. That was a minor thing.
The flu is something that we all think we've got whenever we've got like the sniffles.
I hear people who say, I have the flu. You definitely don't. If you have the flu, you're like you.
Yeah.
You're bedridden, can't move, painful.
No, that was not good.
Good God. The guy had the flu.
You just sit there and you like cough. You're like, oh, fucking dying.
I think I had like a touch of the flu like once in my life, maybe.
Yeah.
Which would have been like in recent years. But like, I don't think I've ever been so bad that like I couldn't get out of bed.
I remember there was one Christmas. I was properly like bedridden. Like I just wasn't.
That's not a good time to get the flu.
No. Lucky I got mine like just after. Like I think I got mine like just in the new year, actually. Like,
Happy New Year.
I know, Happy New Year. Yeah. Well, welcome to your bed that you're not going to leave for like 4 days.
It's like my New Year resolution was to lose some weight. And I basically vomited 14 pounds. Yeah. So I feel pretty good about
myself. My New Year's resolution was to try and beat some of the games in my backlog, which I went home to do and then...
immediately. What was your New Year's? Did you have a New Year's resolution?
No. I try and I'm just,
No. We had our opinion. We said we don't really believe in New Year's resolutions. No. But still, if you want to go do it.
Still, it's nice to make some things, you know.
Change yourself for the better.
Stroke
everybody
off. But yeah, so how has your most current week been then?
Current week? It's been all right. So I've really got back into the WWE again.
I've seen that in your stories. Yeah.
Like, I've really gotten back. And I don't even know why. Like,
jeez, it over.
Like,
fucking roped him. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck was that.
Like, it started off with the fact that I was working on a Sunday, and we were kind of, you know, Sunday morning televisions is fucking awful. Yeah. And like, we saw like the WWE Raw replay, which has the highlights. We're like, I'm gonna watch that and see what's going on. And we watched that, and I was like, man, that's pretty cool. Went to Sainsbury's and they had like WWE for like £20, like the new one. I was like,
the game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, that's pretty cool. I'll buy it. Since then, I bought like 5 shirts. Shout out Balor Club. And like,
I didn't even notice that was
WWE authentic wear.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
I ain't eBay in this shit.
I've
really gotten into it again, which I haven't like properly been into it since like I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like I had like I got kind of back into it like a few years ago, but like not too much. So yeah, WWE and Persona. And work is pretty much all I've been doing for like the last few weeks.
Tell us a little bit about Persona then.
Because it's my game of the year from last year.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You didn't even get to play it last year.
Big statement.
I didn't get to play it. It was because it was a Christmas present.
Over Zelda?
Yeah.
There you go, Chris.
Over Mario as well.
Remember I said?
Wow.
Like, I Mario was my game of the year until I played Persona.
That good?
Yeah. Persona is incredible. Like, I know that we've talked a few times about how, you know, you don't know if you could go back to like turn-based fighting and stuff like that, which I get that, but for me it has everything I love. Like, it is like, it's just, it's so cool.
But is it turn-based, not just like, oh
no, not at all,
really?
No, because there's so much strategy that can go into it. It's not like Pokemon where you get like 4 moves. And it's kind of like, this one is weak to water, I will use lightning. It's like,
what? Sorry, what is your problem? Every week.
It's so stupid.
Every week.
No, sorry, I know. I was looking over, right? I can't, because I don't have my glasses on right now. And I glanced over a cigarette. And you see your hat. I was just like, is that his hair? Like, a split second, I was like, fuck. I don't remember his hair being so dark. I realized what I said. I'm so sorry.
So woolen.
I'm so sorry. I can't see that. I can see some.
Oh, fucking hell,
I'm
dude.
I'm sorry. I just couldn't stop laughing at that.
Oh, you got some serious hat hair going on.
Apparently so.
I'm sorry, but I
just put your fucking glasses on.
You've heard of the bowl cut. This is the beanie cut.
I drove here.
That's right. Okay, anyway, yeah. So Persona 5. Story-wise, I hear it's supposed to be absolutely amazing.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, it is so, so cool. Like, and like, it gets properly dark.
Yeah. Like, I just can't picture that from like what I think I know Persona to be. That's so weird.
And that, to me, is why it's so good. Because The translation is fucking hilarious.
Isn't it like high school kids?
Yeah. Who like, through turn of events, go into this Phantom Thieves, or to start the Phantom Thieves organization, which basically means they can go into this, they can go into a world and steal people's deepest, darkest desires.
Okay.
Which would basically turn someone who's like a horrible, horrible prick and make them confess their crimes. That's not a spoiler. They literally tell you this in like the first hour.
Okay.
So, but it gets properly, properly dark in a way that like you, I wouldn't expect it to. Like, you, the first like person you're trying to steal is basically a teacher who beats the students and sexually harasses the females.
What?
Fuck. Which leads to one of the students attempting suicide. Mm. Like, it gets properly fucking dark. And they show you her jumping off the building and everything. Like,
Jesus.
Again, this is the first, like, hour or two. So, like,
it's all anime, yeah?
Yeah. It's all kind of, like, anime style like that. But it gets so dark. But it's also, like, has points that are just really kind of really funny and really charming. And that's what kind of, like, really appeals to me is that it's so Japanese.
Yeah.
And it's so real, and the fact that it's kind of like, this is what happens. Like, it's going to be tragic, but it's also going to be funny. And it's finding a way to make it work. Not to mention the fact that it's basically, it's pretty much a dating sim. Like, half dating sim, half JRPG. Because you have, they call it confidants in this game. It used to be social links, where you meet all these people, and it's like, you can be friends with these people. When you level up your friendship, you can gain abilities that you can use in the RPG version. So it kind of always gives you something to do. And so far, I've only just beat the second dungeon because I'm just taking my time and really having fun with it. And none of the characters are shit. Like, all of them are super unique and super cool to kind of, like, talk to and see what... There's one I've recently had join the team who's just this, like, snooty art guy. It's like, yes, I can see the beauty in the world. And he speaks all proper. And it's like, but it's really good.
Yeah.
Like, I'm shocked. Like, it was one of those games that I quite like Persona 4. And I'm like, I'm going to order Persona 5. And I didn't.
Yeah.
And the price never went down. It completely fell off my list until we were talking about Game of the Year and stuff. And then I obviously saw Persona 5 there, and like it dropped down in price like coming up to Christmas. I'm like, I have to. And so far, like, I didn't think anything was going to beat Mario Galaxy for me last year.
Mario Odyssey.
Oh, yeah, Mario Odyssey, sorry. And like, it's blown it away.
Wow.
There you go.
Like,
nearly 20 hours in.
Probably about 20-ish hours or so, yeah.
Out of, like, a possible, like, 100 or something?
Well, with the way I'm playing, it probably will be 100. 200. Apparently, there's, like, I think there's 7 or 8, like, dungeons 100. You can go through, and I've only just finished the second one. But, like, and the style of it is so cool. Like, they've got, like, the whole color palette. It's very, like, black, red, and white.
Yeah.
And, like, the style is just, it's so hard to explain, but it's just so cool. Because I really dig that kind of, like, cell shady anime style art to begin with, and I'm really into like the Japanese culture and stuff like that, so everything about it was just incredible.
It was a winner for
like you. Absolutely, like, I can't wait to play more. Talking about it now makes me really want to go home and play more.
Do you wish it was on Switch?
Kinda,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
At the same time,
said, and they laughed at me.
Nintendo laughed at me.
They laughed in my face.
I think that's just what you've been plowing your hours into then. Yeah?
That and WWE, like, nice. Not really a whole lot else. Like, I've been doing like
it's such a blend of things. It's a mix of cultures.
Because WWE is kind of like I can
the most American thing with the most like Japanese.
I know that's it. Because like WWE, I can just kind of like switch my brain off and just kind of like, I ain't gonna drop kick someone and like, why not?
Nice.
Like, I've been playing other games. Like, I beat Resident Evil 7.
Yes, let's talk about that.
Okay,
right.
2/3 of it. Incredible.
Yeah.
The
okay,
final
up until where?
Up, so...
The ship. Yeah.
The big boat.
I don't know who worked on this. Well, Capcom. Whoever at Capcom must have been a huge fan of the Fear series.
A huge fan of boats.
And I mean a huge fan of Fear. Because the entire last third of that game is straight up ripped out of Fear.
Yeah?
Oh,
I haven't it's the exact same shit. You're going from room to room following a spooky little girl around.
Yeah.
Except Fear was actually good, and this was mind-numbingly fucking annoying.
You see, I didn't mind it, I think, because, again, the situation we played it in. Yeah, we kind of made it good for each other.
It was definitely the worst part of it for me, but by far, I don't think it was terrible. Like,
no.
I fucking hated it. It was such a chore. I wish
they had kept it in, like, the house and the swampland and places like that. It would have been
just
great.
Just in the woods.
Yeah, in the woods and caves. Places like that. Even the mines were a bit like, okay.
Yeah. Like, I understand why they did the boat to kind of explain why shit was happening, but you were kind of sitting there, you're like...
Yeah.
It just wasn't fun.
Who did you choose to save, by the way?
I went with Mia.
Yeah, so did we.
Kind of regret that.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to know, you know.
Like,
obviously the DLC is there, as always.
But here's the thing, right? If the ending was good, I would replay it. But the thought of having to do that boat bit, no, fuck that.
Yeah. I think the boat bit just puts me off wanting to go back to... I said to you, I wanted the couple of achievements, or the trophies for that. Like speedrunning it and stuff like that, but the thought of even going near that boat, it was the whole, like, remember you had to get the switches and go up and down through the levels?
Yeah, that was
with the different switches with those guys, like the the molded coming up. They weren't even molded, were they? Like the big boomer kind of guys?
Yeah.
Remember, they're, like, they just came walking towards you and then they exploded?
Oh, yeah.
It's just, it's
you got to keep planting, like, mines and stuff.
It's just, it's a terrible version of fear. And, like, I'm probably, like, the only fear fanboy there is.
Yeah.
And like, I know a lot of people would just kind of say, like, fear is okay. Yeah. But, like, to me, it was just fucking awful. It was just a god-awful version of fear.
Yeah, you see, maybe I've heard... quite a few people I've heard say that as well, but I think it was all to do just with the experience we had playing it. That's why we probably really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
We had a blast playing that, to be honest. Like, you know,
blast.
Yeah. So I still vouch for that game. I still think it was a strong... title in like the in the series, in the Resident Evil series. It's still not the best, but it's by no means
what do you
worst.
Think's the best
in Resident Evil
series? 4
4 I think is still by far the best. 4 1 3
5 7
4 1 3
7 5
5 2
7 is five, not in there at
5
all.
5 2 7 and then what was that shit one? 6
I would put 3 as my best, as my favorite.
Did you not put 4 there at all?
No.
I love 4, man. 4 was
exceptional. 4 up until it turns into a fucking 7-hour escort mission. Like, fuck escort
missions.
What's
her name again?
Ashley.
And then you can look up her skirt and it's like, stop it, Leon!
That's a really good impression, actually.
Well, how hard it just sound like a whiny bitch? Stop it!
But I see the Wii version of that game? It's incredible.
And I don't care.
We are gonna.
That's the only way I played it is on the Wii.
Is it?
You give it to me, you know.
GameCube is an excellent version.
I think I played on PlayStation 2. I don't know.
Ah, you see, that's probably why you didn't enjoy it.
I played on the Switch.
Did you?
No.
Holy shit.
Switch. We have some news about the Switch later.
It's not out on the Switch. I haven't got a Switch. But yes, I've played on the Switch.
Anything else this week? You want to?
Can I talk about how bad the writing is in WWE, by the way?
Yeah, of course.
Like, I just feel like I have to give this a shout out.
This guy loves his shout outs.
Like,
we give like 2 shout outs in the course of these podcasts.
Like, WWE in general is considered very cringeworthy half the time. Where it's like, I'm going to knock you silly at the next pay per view. I'm not going to hit you now, though. But, like,
I'm going to kick your butt.
Yeah, because it's PG screams. Now. I'm not going to kick your ass. Wow, I'm going to kick
like,
your
butt. It's like having a story in porn. Like, it's
I only watch it for the story.
It's not needed, you know? They could just come out and just beat the shit out of each other, and it would be fine.
Yeah.
You know? Chris. No, it wouldn't. Because then it would just be... it would just be shit.
No, we're still talking about porn here.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
WWE...
No, the only reason WWE works is because it's so fucking ludicrous and so bad.
Yeah. That's
it's like It's like Snakes on a Plane. You only go to see it. The only reason people watch it is because it's a bad film.
Yeah. Popcorn flick.
You want to see... You want it to be bad.
Like all Nick Cage movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got some news...
Okay, yeah.
About Nick Cage.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Good.
Oh.
But, like, there's some of the quotes in this game, right?
Why did Nick Cage
You kind of sit there and you look at it and you're like, who wrote this?
Yeah.
So, do any of you two know anything about wrestling at all?
Oh, like the bare minimum from...
Right.
Like,
I know everything there is to know about Ross.
Good. So, there's a bit if you do my career mode, you can kind of like go into the backstage area before your fights and stuff like that and talk to random superstars.
Sure.
So I was walking past and Triple H was sitting there.
Okay.
I was like...
I know Triple H.
I was like, I'm going to talk to Triple H. He's a legend. I'm going to talk to him. And he literally looks at me and he says, all right, I'll say it. I've got 2 words for you. Suck it. And that's literally
it. Oh, mate. No, to your face?
Yeah.
What?
And like, burn. And it's, and I was saying that, I was just kind of like, why? And then there's another bit where, like, you're getting ready for a fight.
Yeah, it was too harsh, wasn't it? It was too much.
And
yeah, yeah.
They start too talking far. About,
the economy.
Like, stuff that's just not, like, someone won a match and it was complete nonsense, some shit like that.
Yeah.
And your character's just like, yeah, it's a load of nonsense. Kind of like a vegan burger. It's not even meat, am I right?
Boom!
What?
Chicken digs at vegans now?
And
they have
like,
no respect.
No bounds.
Whatsoever.
That game knows no bounds, Singer. Yeah.
And I just sat there and I read it. I was kind of like, holy shit, some asshole got paid to write
that.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to try and get the screenshot and I'll send it to you and I'll put it in the group chat for
you. Surely they're writing it to be as cringy as possible anyway. So.
But there's cringy and then there's this. Yeah. Like, when he just rips into vegan burgers for no reason.
I've never had a vegan burger.
I really want to try one.
So do I.
I need to find out if they even come close. Because if they do come close.
I know a vegan now. I actually found out during the week that I work with a vegan.
You don't know where they are. They're among us.
Up until this point, I've never known a vegan. Now I do.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever known a full-time vegan either.
Do you know a vegan?
No. I know people who have done veganism for a bit.
Is it veganism?
I think so.
Yeah.
Vegetarianism and veganism.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I just want to call it vegan. You're just doing vegan?
Isms all over the bit. Veganism. Vegetarianism.
I don't believe in that.
Meatism.
No.
I am a meatism. Right. Yeah.
But yeah, I know a vegan now. Anyway. Vegan burgers.
I think they could be a good thing. I think if they taste like meat burgers.
Have you had any delicious That's a new word. Delicious edibles from we last night?
The fuck, Chris? It's asking me had any food. Like it doesn't.
I'm trying to play this up a bit.
We don't need delicious. What was it?
Delicious edibles. well.
What?
What yourself?
I don't know. I had a butterbeer frappuccino.
What?
Oh, we're only finding out about this now. Hang on. First of all, where did you get that? Second
Starbucks.
Of all, what? Oh, okay. Yeah, makes sense. You work there. But when I hear butterbeer, I just think of Harry Potter.
Yeah, so it's like a secret menu thing, and someone came over this butterbeer frappuccino.
Did they do in the gangbang as well? All different types of coffee.
Yeah, in the back room.
What's in it?
So it's
vanilla.
Butter. It's toffee nut syrup and caramel syrup mixed with in a cream. So with a frappuccino, it's quite nice actually. I seem to be the only one that likes it.
I can try that.
Butter melted.
Just a stick of butter and a black coffee
with a shot of espresso in it. And that's it. Butter beer.
That sounds great. Actually, we've had quite a few. Coffees when we've copped the podcast, haven't we?
Yeah.
There's a new coffee machine inside. We've been playing with the
pumpkins. Do you know the flavors or just the colors?
Just the colors.
I only know the colors.
Yeah. I bought a coffee machine as well, actually.
Did you?
Persona made me buy one.
Oh, what kind of coffee machine do you buy?
I bought a DeLonghi 2131 espresso machine.
Oh, the 2131's so good.
With a milk foamer on the side so I can make my own personalized cappuccinos and latte.
Jesus, that sounds fancy.
It is.
Where'd you get that, Curry's?
PC World. Argos.
PC World. Nice. Is it a good model?
It's a fucking PC.
Does the jet?
Yeah, but you see the way you said that there. You were like, yeah.
Well, I mean, like, if you know how to use the stuff, yeah. Like, I mean, like, obviously, I can make a latte and a cappuccino, so I'm getting, like, fairly good use out of it.
All right.
All them machines seem to be subpar, though.
Of subpar?
I've never heard of someone.
Subpar, yeah.
I've never heard of someone who's went, like, yeah, I got a coffee machine that is as good as a barista.
Yeah, no. There's nothing as good as a barista.
No.
He's a good barista.
I've heard good things.
Yeah.
But you're no
Did you
Yahoo
read my coffee blog?
Thing.
I did.
Yeah, good. Good.
Didn't approve.
Of course you approved.
Didn't.
Why do you not approve? Why not approve, Sinker?
Because I disagree.
I disagree with what? That you shouldn't walk around with coffee? You fucking bollocks. Of course you shouldn't walk around. First of all, it's hot. So, you know, you could walk in it. Oh, I'm not getting into this.
Speaking of which, did the podcast ever go up where we talked about our...
No, it didn't go up because the audio was so bad. Because
this happened again today when I was walking and these fucking people just stopped. Right. And the first thing I thought wasn't like, you fucking asshole. It was literally like, I wonder if that podcast went up. And then I was like, you fucking pricks.
What happened?
Remember we did a podcast, it was us three and Frank, and we talked about our pet peeve.
Oh, right, right. And what was it? Just people stopping in front of you?
I had a few. One of them was people who stop right in doorways.
Mm.
Need shot. Yeah. That's and then bad. The other one was people, you know, people go in supermarkets and hold their trolley from the side. So take up the whole aisle.
Yeah.
Also need shot.
It's like I'm taking this for a walk.
Like not even like going to court. They actually need fucking executed in the aisle. Like if you fucking do that, you are a dick.
Just bite the jugular. Right. There we go. No, of course you shouldn't walk around with a coffee sinker. You of all people should know this. You work in a Starbucks.
Yeah, but I like it though, because I can get my takeaway coffee and I can walk around the streets of Belfast with my gingerbread latte.
No.
Yeah?
No.
Gingerbread latte?
No. I made myself.
You should really carry, I agree, you should really only carry cold beverages around with you.
No.
What if you spill it?
No.
It's not even that, D. I mean,
what if I spill it? I
want to act like a beverage that is made to be enjoyed, you know, peacefully, and you know, you sit down, you enjoy the coffee. Like you're not enjoying.
That's not true.
I am enjoying.
That's not true because coffee is the thing people take in the morning to get going.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you enjoy it.
Yeah, but you can enjoy it on the way.
No, not necessarily. I know a lot of people who just take coffee because if they didn't eat their coffee, they'd be on their ass. Like.
Really.
And seeing like
particularly people.
I've met those people pre coffee. They're assholes.
They're just assholes. Talking about you.
No.
Mr. Morning Coffee.
I'll tell you what, though, guys. Anything else this week you want to add this week?
Buy Persona 5.
Yeah, buy Persona 5. Do you want to?
I'd say trial it.
Do you want to jump in with your week?
Sure. fuck all happened to me this week, Chris.
Really?
I'll tell you for why.
Yeah.
Because I'm officially up in Belfast now.
That's Woo! Right. You moved away from me. You now work in a land far away, Dee, and I can't say I 100% approve.
It's an unknown land, Chris.
But since you've moved away, I think we've kept in contact more.
We have, yeah.
Yeah, we have, definitely.
It's because we know we can't just like go up and sort something out, so we have to plan.
That's so
put
cute.
The time and the effort
it's
in.
Very cute. Like, yeah, you get a wee message in the middle of the night. You sleeping, babes? You can't, hon?
The 4 o'clock Skype calls are just what makes it like.
You mad at me?
Go on Facebook. You okay, babes?
No.
It's pop up.
PM me.
Some people. Angry face. James Downey is feeling frustrated. Oh, fuck.
You know, I think really it's going to, if anything, it's going to strengthen our relationship.
Of course it is, D. You can't do anything but.
So, yeah. It's been quieter than you'd think.
Yeah.
Because I don't have. Yeah, because I'm just sort of new to it all. I lived in Belfast before, like obviously during uni, but like now I'm just kind of like, what the fuck do I do in my time?
I know, right now.
You know, like,
go grab a coffee and walk around.
I swear to God. No. I don't like coffee.
Grab a tea and walk around.
I have made it my mission.
You don't
this
take
year.
Tea.
Sinker, you can help me with this, but we have to get him drinking coffee and enjoying coffee this year.
I'm telling you, no, you like coffee. You just got to find the right coffee blend.
Yeah.
I know, yeah.
The right type of deal. Like, are you a cappuccino boy? You a latte man?
No. Cappuccino boy sounded weird.
Are you Americano?
You a cappuccino boy?
Are you a caramel macchiato?
No, he's definitely not that.
Tell you what, I don't have the time nor the inclination to do any of that.
It's a coffee.
I know, but I shouldn't have to trial and error till I find something I can bear. It's like, if I have a can of Dr. Pepper, I just enjoy it. It's just, you just enjoy it.
Yeah, but how did you know that you enjoyed it until you tried it?
I just tried it, yeah. I've tried coffee before. I'm not saying
I haven't
tried it.
But have you tried one of every kind?
No.
Have you tried our new Guatemalan blend?
What?
Ah.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Guatemala.
Coffee shouldn't come from Guatemala, guys.
It can come wherever the fuck you want. I'm not going to drink it.
Yeah.
All right. I don't even like coffee related things. Like the coffee fucking rebels.
Oh, rebels are
go
great.
Go away and fuck off with that noise. You remember you used to get coffee fucking flavored stuff in Cornetto's as well?
Yeah, that's great.
Who wants that in their ice cream?
I don't mind that.
It's coffee. Yeah, it's bitter. No, no.
It's not bitter. It's actually quite nice.
You're bitter. About it's coffee.
Dee, we'll
I
talk
don't
about
know.
This
listen.
I'm telling you now.
You can try, right? And
nice.
If you put a cup of coffee in front of me and go, D, you'll enjoy that one. I'll try it. I will try it.
Good.
But if I don't, I'm not going to keep fucking searching the earth until I can find
you come to
a
my
specific
house.
Blend
no,
of coffee.
No, you come to my house with my coffee machine and I'll find you a nice little coffee
sounds
bean.
Like a great
you bring that to me, then we'll talk.
That sounds like a great day out.
That's
we could all go to his house and he could just make us coffees. We'll buy the ingredients.
You bring the milk, I'll bring the bean.
Oh, no, that didn't sound right. Nope. We're cutting
well,
that
take
out.
Take two.
Oh, fuck's sake.
I'm not taking that back.
No, you shouldn't.
Can you make hot chocolates?
Yeah.
Because I can get
I can make you, I can make you the best
hot chocolate. Oh, you don't like hot chocolate now?
No,
you don't like hot chocolate?
You don't like hot chocolate?
Jesus Christ, boys. I haven't even said anything. I do like what? Hot chocolate.
There you go then. What are you complaining about?
And you go, what about we try a coffee? What about hot chocolate?
No. Oh, okay. Because what about a mocha?
No, I don't like them.
What the fuck?
I've tried them. I don't like them. I've got too much coffee in them.
No, but we'll make it with more chocolate than coffee. And eventually
wean me on.
What about a one-shot mocha?
A one-shot mocha.
You get one shot of coffee in there.
You get one shot. One opportunity.
Knees weak, mom spaghetti.
Speaking of which, did we get tickets?
It's in England, though.
I know, yeah, but worth it. Sorry, we're away on a tangent.
Is coffee performing? Is that what's happening? Anyway,
your week.
My week.
Yes.
Didn't involve any coffee. Fuck funny enough. Hell,
this is wow.
Basically, I did fuck all. I had a boujum. That was delicious.
Oh. Yes.
And yeah, that's about it.
Pretty sure he said the next boujum he's going to have was me. But
it's okay, though, because we've got a place to stay for QCon where we're going to get boujums.
Yeah, that, I said I moved to Belfast. Great! We can stay somewhere for QCon. I'm like, yeah, I guess I could work that out.
Never even thought of that. That's excellent, dude. Great plan. I look forward to my boujum in June.
Oh, you are going to do it, because I did not know this. I was amazed to see this. First time driving down the road, Lisburn Road, where I'm living. Brand new boujum opening up.
No way.
On the Lisburn Road.
Wonder what it's going to be like.
I'd say it's going to be similar to the other ones. It's quite big looking.
You're going to have your Corona with lime and your burrito.
Do you know if I go with the Corona? I mean, it's kind of just like a thing. If it's a hot day, maybe yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it can't, like, it was hot as fuck last year.
Oh, sure.
As I was wearing four layers.
Do you remember how hot that was?
Yes.
Like, I can't, it's times like these when it's so bitterly cold that I can't even imagine a time when it was that hot.
You're going to Florida tomorrow.
No, but dear, that's something different.
It is this whole other thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, my week was very quiet other than that. Met up with Joe Brennan for a drink or two.
Excellent.
On Monday night.
No, any crack with him?
Yeah. He's getting on.
Yeah. We'll talk. We'll probably talk.
We'll talk post-podcast.
We'll talk post-pod, yeah.
But it was a nice quiet week.
PB.
PM you, bro.
I had a very busy week. But I have slept so little day, it's unbelievable. I am literally running on God-given fumes right now. Mm-hmm. Like, the littlest of fumes.
We can tell.
Imaginable.
It was difficult. He was difficult in the car.
Yeah.
Kicking the back of my seat
No, you're holding up pretty well.
Thank you, D. I've had a very, very long week. I'll probably talk about it, like I said, a little bit later on.
PB?
But I'm not. PB. But what was I going to say? I took sick yesterday at work.
You with the fucking Australian flu?
Don't know. It was just like a bug that kind of came on me, man, and it completely floored me in work. Thought I was going to have to go home early. I actually went in my break early and slept for half an hour just in the canteen.
Fuck right.
Just actually slept.
Did it help?
Pass out. It kind of did, yeah. But I fasted all day, yes. I didn't eat a damn thing because I just wouldn't stay down. So today I'm back.
What is it? You feed something and you starve another thing?
You feed... I don't know what you feed.
A fever? And you starve the flu.
I know you...
Nailed it. No, I don't have a clue.
I know if you have like a bug, the best thing to do is starve it out of you. But I don't know.
We're going to smoke it out.
Smoke it out, you. Just get people to keep blowing smoke down your throat. That's bound to work.
Sitting on top of a chimney.
Very long week. I go on holidays tomorrow. So obviously by the time that this podcast is up, it's going to be good.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah. But that's why...
You'll be sitting on a sunny beach.
That's why there's no. No, I'll not.
No, there's no.
I'll
basis.
Be sitting. There's actually
in a sunny swamp.
This is why there's no podcast or whatever coming the following
for
week.
The next couple of, well, there may. We're gonna see what Zinker and I can sort out.
J squared. I actually cannot stress how much I would love this to work.
J squared.
I would love to be sitting over
I've
there.
I've tried it. We need two more J's because J squared is not two. It's
I
four.
I could kick my feet up and just listen to a podcast you guys do. That I would be in my element. Yeah, that would. Early birthday present.
Okay, I'll do it.
Yeah,
do it.
You should. I'll talk a little bit later about the week that's been going on. But before we move on to the news, I think it's about that time. Just want to say a big thank you to everybody who got in touch with us this week yet again. Thank you for the comments, the questions that we're going to have later on from our little community that we're starting to build. Thank you for everybody who's taken part in the polls, for liking the posts, for the comments, the views, just everything during the week. Thank you very much. Remember that you can find this podcast and all of our other podcasts over at youtube.com. Just search for XA Gaming. and you can take us with you on the go.
You can.
You can. Just
on
look
the iTunes.
Yeah, you can get us on iTunes, find us on iTunes, take us with you wherever you may be. That's what I'll be doing next week, D. Yeah. I'll be hopefully taking J Squared on the go.
You're fucking right.
Yeah, you're right.
Fucking right, Chris.
But do get in contact with us. Let us know your thoughts and opinions, and most importantly, your questions, because we love having a good old argument over those on podcasts. We look forward to those later, so thank you. But gentlemen, this week has been an immense week for news, for new trailers dropping, for just about everything that's been going on.
It's been busy.
In the gaming world, in the film industry, even just in general news.
We were supposed to do this podcast Wednesday night.
Yes.
And we couldn't because of other commitments.
Yes.
And from Wednesday until now, this is Friday night, two massive pieces of news have dropped.
Yeah.
So I'm quite thankful we did.
Yeah, very, very big. So, yeah, do you wanna start us off, Dee?
Yeah, where am I starting, Chris, actually? Because we're kind of reserving the big.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll start us off with some minor news. And PlayStation 4 shipments have now passed 76.5 million consoles.
Billion, actually.
Yeah, billion consoles.
Yeah.
Sony shifted another 9 million consoles during the 3 months ending 31st December 2017, although this figure was slightly down by 700,000 on the same period in 2016. So it's all looking up for PlayStation 4.
Down 700,000 units, Chris.
Yeah, but they're still, like, they're they've sold 76.5 million consoles. Like, that's a feat.
How many years? It's been 5 years now?
Has it been 5 years?
No.
Yeah.
2013, yeah.
Yeah, because I started
4 years.
I started Day and Sarah 5 years ago, and it came out when
there you go. That's a good way to keep track of it.
But the relationship is just, oh yeah, PlayStation came out that time.
Sorry. Gentlemen, little bit of news just on Costa Coffee. Voted again the nation's favorite coffee shop for the 8th year running.
Oh, sinker, what? He's dropped the ball. He's dropped the ball.
Nah. Shite.
But it actually announced its latest branch on the cobbles of Coronation Street in a groundbreaking product placement deal.
Should have been the cobbles of Neary.
So Costa Coffee is now coming to Coronation Street, which is obviously a massive move for them.
Well, is it going to be in the show?
It's going to be in the show. There's going to be a Costa
fucking
Coffee.
Bullshit.
Like, that is, if ever there was a money making deal right there,
product placement.
They've hit the nail on the head.
You're a Costa fan, Chris. I'm not going to ask you because you didn't like coffee.
No, I don't like Costa Coffee. No, I don't like Starbucks coffee either, and that's nothing to do with anything in Starbucks. I just don't like the actual
I know what
coffee
you do like. Fucking Yoo-hoo.
No,
independent, small independent branch.
Yahtzee.
I fucking don't know.
Do you know what
it's Yoo-hoo chocolate milk?
It is.
Yee-haw.
Do you know the whatever one Smack Lachlan works at now?
I don't know where he works.
He works in. He's a barista too.
Is he?
Yeah, he's like a something barista. I don't know what the fuck.
I'd fuck him up.
Yoo-hoo. It is something like that.
Yeah, we say it's Yoo-hoo or Yahtzee or something. It begins with Y. It's an independent.
It's a tiny, little small independent.
What
branch.
We should do? Have you ever seen Employee of the Month? That film? With Dane Cook?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It should be like me and Sean baristaing back to back.
Yeah, that'd be pretty
seeing
good.
Seeing who wins.
Yeah. Anyway, getting back
to good money to see that.
Costa Coffee announced that a sales dipped by 1.5% in the third quarter of 2017. Only the second time they have fallen. But wait. Costa has come a long way since the original
but
shop.
But wait, there's more.
Set up 1971. I think this is great, guys, right? Two Costa brothers set up the company, right? And they were both Italian immigrants who sold the business in 1995 to Whitbread for a reported $23 million, okay?
Right.
So they sold it for $23 million. Costa made $61 million profit in the first half of last year alone.
Right.
Like, are they not kicking themselves?
Probably not.
No, they're fucking
because they got $21 million in the pocket.
They have $23 million, but their store is now making $61 million. Half a year.
Yeah,
but
you have
who's
to
say it would have made that much money with them in charge?
No, they would have. Exactly. But they could have at least stayed on as like acting
I'd be happy enough to sell out. But
there are now more than 2,300 Costa stores in the UK. Compare that with 956 Starbucks and 675 outposts of Cafe Nero. And you begin to see just how successful the chain has conquered the UK.
Fair play to them.
I guess.
Yeah. I don't know.
You asked me for some random news, dude.
It's just weird. Like, I never hear anyone that's like, oh man, like I love Costa.
Fucking love a Costa coffee, bro.
Like, anytime I hear people talk about Costa, it's kind of like, oh yeah, like, I'll go for a Costa. I don't hear anyone that's like, you know, I'm not being biased or anything, but like I hear people say, I need Starbucks. I need to go to Starbucks. I never hear anyone be like,
do you know what I think
I
that is,
Costa.
Though, right? Do you know what I genuinely think that is, though? I think people just want the brand more than they want anything there.
Yeah, they do.
It's Starbucks. They want the cup. They want, you know, I need my Starbucks coffee. I think if, like, Starbucks was called something else, they'd want that.
Starbucks.
You know Star what I mean? Fox. I think it's a brand more than anything out there. It's the same with Costa as well. Like, at the end of the day, it's just fucking coffee. You know what I mean? I don't say I really want my rumor coffee. I just like that coffee a lot. But I can make it myself.
Your rumor coffee?
I'm a big rumor coffee guy. I don't know what being the reason, but I'm going to find out.
That's what you should ask him.
D, a big, or not D, but B and Sinker, a big piece of news this week. Nintendo of America, did you see the tweet?
I didn't. No, I didn't.
This one actually was brought to my attention by a guy at work, so thank you very much, Jason. His name is Jason, by the way.
Cool. Thanks, Jason.
For that, because he brought this to my attention. The checkered flag has been raised and the finish line is near. A new mobile application is now in development. Mario Kart Tour. Hashtag Mario Kart Tour. Releasing the fiscal year ending in March 2019. That was from Nintendo of America. Gentlemen, let's speculate a little bit on this.
I think it's going to be...
So Nintendo...
A microtransaction-driven... Pay-to-play...
RPG.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. That were my thoughts exactly, Dave.
I don't know what the fuck's going
to
be.
Okay, so Mario Kart is coming to smartphone. Yep. Okay. My initial thoughts were I was kind of holding my phone and I was like, that is not big enough. I'm sorry, but it's not.
That's what Jay said.
Like, if I put like buttons on here, like I'm barely seeing the screen.
No, the problem as well, and I've always said this about playing like them kind of games on your phone, is there's no feedback from them buttons.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's very hard to like hit them.
Yeah.
I think it'll be something like what Mario Kart or not Mario Jump or Mario Run.
Super Mario Run. Yeah.
It'll be like a touch, like, you know, like a, not a button, but kind of like touch the side of the screen to turn right, the side of the screen to turn left.
Would it be motion, do you think? Like steer?
I'd say that'll be there, but no one will use it, you know.
No one in Nintendo, they probably would.
Yeah.
It'll be there as an option, but I think, yeah, it'll be that, and maybe, I don't know, probably like top of the screen to go forward and bottom of the screen to go back. Fuck, I'm making this up pretty good as I go along.
Yeah, it's speculation.
Nintendo, I am available. If you need
that's
a developer.
The thing, because they're gonna have to like really simplify. Because like you said, they can't. Well, they could do a full controller, but like I was playing Pocket Mortars on my phone for a while, and it's got like the full like controller get up.
Yeah.
I hate it.
No, it doesn't work.
You have no feedback whatsoever, so you can't tell. Like,
but there's no back buttons either. So how do I drift?
I'm assuming you'll be like probably.
Do you know what it'll be?
Okay, so we'll go off the assumption it's gonna go D's control scheme, right? Where it's gonna be like
I've got it. I know how to drift. Right. I already know what to do. It's the same like the Wii controller. You just
do a little
hop and then you're drifting.
Or double tap.
Oh, you could double tap.
Double tap, actually. Yeah, that's very true. I don't know if I like this at all, though. I mean, I like the idea that if you know you're on a network like and you could play. Could me and you maybe play each other from like two different parts of the country?
Yeah, it's so, yeah.
That would be terrific.
So that's gonna be, but so I mean that. Yeah.
All, but yeah.
Well, yeah. It'll be that, yeah. But you have to pay the £20 subscription to Nintendo Online.
Yeah,
which has just gotten a release date, September of this year.
I don't know if I enjoy that it's coming to smartphone. I think it's a great step for.
No, it's not
for Mario Kart. Yeah, I think it is. I think it's gonna look pretty cool.
It'll look pretty cool, but like I'd just rather make the next Mario Kart.
Well, that is true. But I mean, like Nintendo seems to be doing all right with mobile games. Like I haven't played Fire Emblem, but yeah. I've heard that apparently it is incredible.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Animal Crossing, like my girlfriend was addicted to it for like a month. Like, it's a time killer. It's an okay time killer, and like Mario Run. I quite liked it.
Yeah, it's
I still don't
good.
Think it was worth it, but like I did
it's
quite
free
like
now,
it,
isn't it?
Huh?
It's free now.
Is it?
I think so.
Well, I'm fucking.
I think they're going for that model now.
When it comes to mobile, I want to believe that Nintendo know what they're doing and they're going to figure it out. I just, for the love of God, don't do motion control.
Yeah,
but it is going to be interesting to see how they're going to
full
do it, though.
Motion control.
Skip behind the wheel of a car. But I don't know. It will be interesting to see how they're going to kind of do it. Because obviously nothing that's been released so far has been as intensive as like Mario Kart would be.
No, there's too many fucking buttons. I'm just thinking, how are you going to throw an item?
Yeah.
Swipe, maybe?
Yeah, just through your thumb.
Yeah,
maybe.
But then
that's the only thing I'm thinking. Because they're going to have to keep it simplified. So, like, I don't know, like, left,
know.
Right, and then items. And
I've got, I'm fucking class, right? So your item box is going to be down bottom right, right?
Okay.
And then
it'd
you
be
can
top
like,
right, but anyway.
No, it has to be bottom because you've got to swipe it to fire, right?
It'll definitely be top right, but anyway.
I would think it'd be top, because then you could just tap it.
I know, no, but you know, I've got to explain the rest of it to you. So it's auto go, right, as well. So
yeah.
You just drive automatically,
yeah.
Right? And then obviously, yeah, it's like you tap
left
and right.
Right, yeah.
Left, right. And then your brake's going to be down here.
Okay.
Or possibly the drift button.
So or both.
You hold that to drift, right?
Okay, yeah.
But you couldn't have a button for drift. Because then what if you want to turn left?
Fuck!
Yeah, that's
right. It would have to be like a double tap.
Yeah, you're right.
Look who's making, like, Nintendo's watching this and be like, this is...
We're getting there. We've got issues. We're overcoming them.
If we go with Chris's idea and put the item box in top right then, right? Because you think... Most people,
this is how Nintendo are basing this, by the way.
Most people would fire like an item forward, right? Unless it's kind of like a banana with automatic. So if you have it there, right, and then you swipe down,
yeah,
for his shell behind you.
Yeah, but how do you throw it in front of you?
Just press it.
You just tap it.
I think what's going to happen is whenever you pick up your item.
Then if you have a banana.
I think literally whenever you pick up an item, it's literally going to place like a shell with the normal game, like behind the car, you know, the way you can kind of see it. The car,
so you
like
can hold on it.
And then, yeah, it's just a matter of either throwing up or down.
But then that takes the skill out of blocking shells behind you.
Yeah, it does, Chris.
Like red shells.
Well, maybe it's not activated until you press it or something. I get,
okay,
I
know. How would you know? I want to see how this is done.
Maybe it's small, like a Pokeball. It's small until you activate it and then it becomes big or something. I don't know.
Oh my God.
I know. We're onto something here. Super Mario Pokemon. Anyway, guys, due to a possible leak, we may have a possible Spider-Man PS4 release date thanks to the retailer Cool Shop. According to the online retailer, which has successfully listed games prior to release date announcements in the past, Insomniac's upcoming action game will be out September 28th, 2018. Now, this date seems more specific than the average placeholder, and it does fall on a Friday, which is when Sony releases most of their bigger titles. Speculation, but can it make some sense?
I like that word.
Expeculation.
Is that in there, or does that just come?
No, it's there. It's right there. I'm looking at it.
Expeculation.
Marvel Spider-Man looks impeccable with amazing graphics and gameplay, utilizing a modified form of Sunset Overdrive's engine. It's set to release in 2018 exclusively on PS4, but we do have maybe somewhat. I don't know. These are all just rumors to start with, but could you see it coming September? Definitely. I mean, it was.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah, it was last.
It's going to be this year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why not September?
Well, it could be. I mean, that's it. Like, Red Dead was supposed to be released.
November.
Yeah.
And then it was pushed to, like, we were supposed to be releasing, like, this month or something when it was pushed.
Was it?
Yeah, it was, like, the same.
It was November, then was not no, it's spring delayed till March.
Yeah.
And now it's October?
Yeah.
Something? I don't know.
2019. October 2019?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But, yeah, D, news?
I got all kinds of news. Like fucking all kinds of news. I got some news, very little news. So you have mentioned something about Nintendo. I had something about Nintendo as well. Yes, they have officially, the Switch has now officially outsold the Wii U in 10 months.
That's impressive.
That's very impressive.
It's very impressive, actually.
I mean, you had the Wii U, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
Which, to be fair, I just quite enjoy Mario Kart and Smash on it.
Yeah, I want to smash.
Is Smash coming to the Switch?
Eventually.
Hopefully, yeah. That's going to be, like, yeah. You should buy a Switch, D.
I might. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I might buy one before I buy the PlayStation.
No.
I don't know about all that, though.
That's a stupid idea.
Uncharted's not on the Switch.
Talk about a sense.
I know, but I could live without... Excuse I could live you? Without both, actually.
Just a little sneak peek, but Uncharted 2 and 3 are on my first of the top 10 games and my top 25 games to play this year. If that makes perfect sense.
I like the way you described it as a sneak peek too.
Yeah,
it's like not everyone knows that, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, got him.
You're one of the exclusive few who know that.
Go ahead, D. Go ahead.
That was it. That was my news.
Yeah.
The next one is the big one, like.
Yeah.
Well, not the big one, but the second biggest.
Yeah, hit the second biggest.
Should we jump into it?
Yep.
Yeah. I do have some movie news I want to talk about, so maybe I'll jump into it first.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. This is a fascinating piece of news. And I think we're all going to be better human beings for having learnt this and being aware of
good,
this fact.
Good.
Okay, here we go. Nicolas Cage can now be added to any character in any movie ever made thanks to machine learning. Think of your favorite film of all time.
Hang on. Let me think of it. Okay.
Okay. Who's the main character in that film?
Aragorn.
Not anymore. Nick Cage.
Nick Cage.
What's the love interest in that film?
Liv Tyler?
Not anymore. it's Nick Cage. There's some program out there that's been developed to identify faces and just replace it with Nick Cage's face. There's a couple of movie posters already done, so Titanic's done. Rose and Jack, just Nick Cage. A really interesting one is Face Off, featuring Nick Cage and John Travolta. But now it's Nick Cage.
Okay.
So, I mean, listen.
DJ McLaughlin will be delighted to hear that. Yes! Because we have our upcoming Nick Cage marathon to do.
He's an excellent actor.
Yeah.
Or a terrible one, but that's the point. You don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah,
do you like Nick Cage? I don't know.
Yeah.
I do. Part. Like, I watch most things with Nick Cage.
It's all right, because it's Nick Cage.
It's Nick Cage.
Yeah. National Treasure. He is fucking National Treasure.
He is the National Treasure.
Yeah, that's it. Like,
I just remember whenever I got Left 4 Dead on my PC, and I got introduced to the Steamworks mods, and there was a mod that would change, like, the light from your torch into fluorescent Nick Cage face.
Of course there is.
That's brilliant. I kind of want that torch now.
I just want a massive poster of Nick Cage's face, but zoomed way in. So it was like just his eyes and just that part.
Like
of
the Fallout 4 cover of just Nicolas Cage's face.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. I want that.
I'll get that. I'll get that for you. I can source that.
Thank you. You're the guy for... This is the guy who can get things. That's a line spoken by Nick Cage in The Shawshank Redemption. Actually. another piece of news. You may have seen it. I'd say you've seen it. The Ant-Man and the Wasp trailer.
I haven't actually watched it yet. No.
Really? It's pretty good.
It does look quite good, actually. I never watched Ant-Man, though.
Have you not?
No.
It's Ant-Man's so good. Pretty good as well.
Yeah.
It's not amazing, but it's pretty good. This looks about the same, I'd say.
I might watch it on my flight tomorrow.
You should.
Yeah.
You should. I hope it's an option for you.
I think it is.
I hope so.
Good. Yeah, that's a good film, yeah. Mm-hmm. You're like, Paul Rudd's great.
Still have to watch Civil War, though.
Yeah, you haven't seen Civil War?
He's great in it, too. No, I still haven't seen Winter Soldier, but...
Winter Soldier's probably one of my favorite Marvel films.
It and Civil War probably my
top. I think it's a really good one.
You see, I'm not a big Marvel guy, to be fair.
You should be.
Yeah, but these are kind of good films, regardless of that, Chris. And then the final piece of movie news I have, and I think it's pretty cool. It will be...
Lonely This Christmas?
It might be. It might be, because we're not going to be. I'll be at Belfast and you'll be... It's fine. No. Tom Hanks is going to play Mr. Rogers in You Are My Friend.
Yes.
Film based on a biopic of Fred Rogers. Listen, I've never seen the show.
No.
But apparently he is beloved in America.
I know.
I think the way it's described, it's the nicest man in Hollywood is going to be playing the nicest man ever.
That's a bold statement.
It's a bold statement, Chris.
Gandhi was a pretty nice man. The Pope was a pretty nice man.
He's okay. Fred Rogers. Fucking hero.
Nicest man.
I've heard nothing but amazing stories.
I mean, Tim Hanks can do whatever the hell he wants.
He can. You know? He just played, like, that guy in The Post.
Yeah, like...
He's done a lot of, like, biopics recently.
When you think of, like, Tom Hanks' range, like, it's incredible.
Yeah, like, it was Golf Ranger.
No.
Cat Range.
No. Just his range of movies. Like, I mean, he went from being trapped on a desert island to living in an airport to being far...
What's the difference, right? I'm getting nothing.
God, it's a long day.
But
it's
I think it's weird. I think it's weird that he's done like so many. Like he was Walt Disney, and now he's this guy from the. I don't know who the guy.
He was Walt Disney, wasn't he?
Yeah,
that's right.
And he was Sully, and he was that Captain Phillips.
Captain Rogers.
And now he's this guy.
Woody.
He's doing a lot of those.
He's Woody as well.
Yeah,
Woody.
That's a biopic. That's a true story.
That will come out in later years. Woody.
Do you know what I seen the other day? And I'm pretty fucking astonished by. They're making a film on Neil Armstrong's life. First Man.
No, I don't. No, that's bullshit.
They are.
No, I know they probably are. But
yeah.
I think that's stupid.
I think it's class.
I don't. Do you believe in the moon landing?
Yes.
Okay, I don't.
Neil.
But anyway, that's for another show.
Army Neil Strong.
Yeah.
And Buzz
the trumpet player.
Exactly. But yeah. Tim Hanks. He's doing another movie.
He was in Apollo 13 as well.
Yeah, classic.
Great movie.
And then...
I also farted, guys.
Good man. I just seen a little notification there from Deal Byrne up on the YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
We met Deal today.
Yeah. Shout out to Dale.
Shout out to my ex.
Shout out to my ex.
And that's it for the movie news.
Right, let's hit up the big news this week, guys. Let's jump into it.
The big topic.
Do you want to go with just... Will we just go with the big one this week? The big one?
I think we need to talk about Far Cry 5.
Okay, Far Cry 5 has got a second story trailer.
And it looks
brilliant.
Tremendous.
Yeah, it looks very... Have you seen this?
I haven't seen it.
It looks like...
Watch some fucking trailers, Sinker.
No,
fuck.
So our main antagonist
mm-hmm.
looks like batshit crazy.
Really interesting.
Another pagan min, maybe. Mm-hmm. Just a real
or
fucking looper, real religious cult sect kind of. I just love the fact that it's set, like I said to you, in hillbilly land America.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like on an island.
Yeah.
Or like Nepal.
But yeah.
You know? I'd make the argument that the island was the best Fallout or Far Cry game.
Mm-hmm. It's an interesting argument to make. Interesting. But it's wrong. I really like the island as well, but it's going to be class.
Yeah,
it might. Okay, it mightn't be, but it looks like it's going to be class.
It's got to be fucking brilliant. Yeah. It really is. No, it's going to be a magic.
If it even delivers on half of what I'm expecting it to do,
I'd be
it's
going to
be a really, really good game.
If we get some looting, some like leveling up,
mm-hmm.
some
killing,
some pretty decent like pagan min esque.
You really, really love pagan min.
I thought he was great. There just wasn't enough of him.
Yeah,
I thought he was really.
I
really
think they're
good.
Obviously. They've obviously, because everyone said that, they're obviously going to have this guy. And
I hope I hope he doesn't take over and becomes too much of the thing.
No, because I seen this in the trailer. He described himself as having apostles.
Yes.
So I think there's going to be a couple of like, there'll be like three or four mini bosses who we'll have to discard first.
I really look forward to this game. When's it released, dude?
24th of the thing.
24th of March.
24th of March.
Is it the 24th or 26th? I just kind of
20-something of March.
I completely jumped with that answer. I haven't a fucking clue.
I'm pretty sure it's the 27th of March.
I can confirm. Nope, can't confirm the
27th of March, I believe.
It's the 20th of March.
Well, it looks amazing. And if you haven't seen the second story.
And the season pass comes with Far Cry 3.
Yes.
On next-gen console.
Yeah, right enough.
Which is tempting by itself.
See, I haven't played 3. Played 4. Loved 4. Loved every bit of 4.
I still think 3 is the best one so far.
See, I have no frame of reference with that one, but 4 as a whole as the game was excellent, I
think. Yeah. They're very, very similar games, but
very good. Excellent. But anyway, this is all kind of been...
It all fucking pales in comparison to the big news that we got this
week. Been foreshadowed that Red Dead Redemption 2 has finally got its release date.
And we're hoping it's going to be the final one.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
October 26th?
October 26th.
2018 is the official release date, we hope.
Hope.
For Red Dead Redemption 2. Gentlemen, thoughts and opinions on this?
This game is either going to be amazing or just okay.
You think so?
Yep. It's not going to be bad. It just can't be bad at this point.
Yeah, it's either going to live up to and surpass all expectations or just be on that line of, okay, it's kind of what we were expecting, but no more.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Like, people are going to have
it's
such high expectations.
GTA 5 with a different skin, essentially.
You think?
No, that's what I'm saying. This is what it could be.
But is that necessarily bad?
I think that would be bad.
I didn't like GTA 5.
I think it would be bad because massive. The Red Deads aren't like GTA. They're just not.
Grand Theft Horse?
But it's not because it's not, you know, like, GTA is kind of like, go out and, you know, fuck things up. It doesn't matter. No
but that's why I'm worried about it, because the guy that you were seemingly playing of it in Red Dead Redemption is just a dick.
It's a bad guy. I like the fact that we're playing as a bad guy.
I don't.
I do.
I
think we're going to warm to his story.
No, I like
I think it's going
to
be a lot more
story. I like
driven.
The story of redemption for John Marston, because I couldn't relate to it, but it was something I could get behind, where it was kind of like, you know, it's not he's not just a guy, and it's not like fucking Nico Bellic. He's like, my life is shit, so I'm going to kill people, but my life is shit because I keep killing people. It's like, what? Stop killing people, and maybe this would have... That game sucked.
No,
but
it didn't. It's
yes,
a good
it
game.
Fucking did.
No, it sucked.
It was terrible. But...
That's what
I liked about Red Dead Redemption is the fact that like there was a reason that John Marston was doing what he was doing, and you could beat the game without killing innocent people.
Yeah.
Like it was the fact that like
and you should, because like anytime you
really
got, like,
could if he wanted to, if he wanted to be a bandit, he could. There was nothing stopping him from doing it. But it's the fact that you could realistically completely beat the game and be like, this is just a story of redemption for this guy, which is what I liked about it. The new trailer I've seen for Red Dead Redemption 2 just seems to be, you're a dickhead.
We're just doing bad shit.
Which,
we're train robbing, and you know.
See, you know, this
which
is
fun
where
as
I
that
think,
is makes me worried story wise.
No, I think right. Okay, listen. Think about it this way, right? Think about those like great old westerns you used to see, and it was like people robbing trains. Like that's a crime. Like those are the bad guys. Yet they're always going to be like really interesting characters you can get behind.
Yeah.
You know, like Breaking Bad is one of the best TV shows of all time, and you find yourself supporting Walter White even though he's a fucking
C-bomb.
C-bomb, right?
Yeah.
He's a really nasty motherfucker, right?
Yeah.
You relate to him because that's the way they tell you the story. I think it's going to be the same with Red Dead.
It's like Rick Grimes. He's not a good guy.
Yeah, he's not anymore, yeah.
He's not a good guy.
You know, you've watched that happen. I think this game is probably going to start you off with a real, you know, prick.
And then as it goes on, we're going to find out why he's a prick.
Yeah, I really hope so.
Yeah.
But the other territory they're running into is the fact that, like, it's a prequel.
Yep.
It is.
So you know what's going to happen.
Well, no, because you don't know how closely linked it's going to be to John Marston.
But the whole thing is that it's the gang that eventually, obviously, John Marston is hunting down.
Yeah.
So my issue with it being a prequel is that, like, the thing that made Red Dead Redemption so kind of special to me was the fact that you didn't know where it was going. And the ending was kind of like a holy shit, like, I can't believe that just happened. My issue with a prequel like this is the fact that you kind of like, okay, you know this is going to happen. But you know from Red Dead Redemption that the people he's hunting down are still dicks.
Yeah.
So where's the redemption?
Yeah, but you don't know if that's the person you're going to play as.
But they've already said that it's the same gang.
It's the same gang, yeah. But you're a character. You're only a character in that gang.
I don't know.
Besides, I guarantee you'll be halfway through the game and it'll turn out, oh, you're actually a fucking double agent in the gang or something like that.
I mean, I think
Rockstar wouldn't just do it that you're a bad guy like in GTA because they understand the game.
I mean, Trevor was a dick. And everyone loved him.
Yeah, in GTA.
Yeah.
Yeah, but as I'm saying, they're not going to do the same as GTA where you play as bad people. You'll be not anti-heroes, but they'll be like, they won't be good people, but they'll be real, like, flesh-out characters with, like, a meaning and a purpose for what they're doing.
Well, that's not, I hope so. I really do hope so. The only thing I'm worried about is the trailer just genuinely just makes it seem like you are just playing a horrible prick.
Yeah. I think it was done like that, though, as well. I mean, I don't think they're going to just throw you in and be like, you are this horrible prick and that's it. That's it for the story. You're just this bad guy. I think, like Dee says, as the story progresses and it goes on, we're going to find out, you know, get a bit of a backstory, why we're like this, you know, why we're doing the things that we're doing. And then maybe you'll start to come round to this character and then maybe it'll all change again. But at some point, I think throughout the storyline, you're going to kind of come round to this character.
I think as long as the story is good, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Because the character you're dealing with, right, you may not like him. You know who you're playing as, but if the story is still compelling, you're going to enjoy the game.
Yeah. No more cattle rustling.
Oh yeah, no, wrangling. Fuck that.
I need a little bit of that in my life.
I need a very, very small bit of it in my life.
I'm much smaller than
like,
none.
Like if I do it once, I'm done.
Yeah, one and done.
Yeah.
Surely they're not going to put anything like that in the game. No one liked it. No one was saying, it's like, why is Red Dead Redemption game?
I just always ran off the cliff.
I don't really know what we're talking about.
Remember all the cattle wrangling we did in like the first Red Dead?
The first little area?
Oh, it wasn't just we did so much of it throughout the game.
Fuck. I have no reference.
That's the thing, because you do it so much at the beginning, and then you like leave the beginning area, and you never do it again.
Yeah.
And then at the very end, they're like, we're going to bring this really good game mechanic back. I'm like, please don't.
Just when you thought you got away.
Exactly. It's like, you know this game mechanic you haven't done in like 40 hours? We're bringing it back. It's like, please.
Here's your rope. No, I wasn't excited for Red Dead because I wasn't a massive fan of the first one. I thought it was good.
I'm a pretty big fan of the first one.
I wasn't.
But I really look forward to this one. Partly due to the fact that I know I am playing as the baddie. And I really like that. I like that it's something new, and we're not just going to be like, oh, we're the good guy, we're hunting down some outlaws, and
I think the story has to be really like nuanced and sort of in depth to make you care or you know feel connected some way to these bad people. Like,
And the setting looks gorgeous.
Setting
looks unbelievable. Like,
it'll be a beautiful game for sure.
Any other thoughts on it?
Obviously,
we haven't seen a whole pile.
We've just got the two trailers. E3 this year will be interesting to see what they show. Presuming it doesn't get pushed back.
Do you think they'll show anything though? Like Rockstar aren't exactly big on E3, are they?
Yeah, no, but it's how many months before release? Yeah. It's 3 months, 4 months before release. They will show something at E3, like
gameplay.
That's if anyone remembers with E3 this year. That's the abomination that was last year.
This could get really big online as well, like GTA has done.
Oh, there'll be a massive online element.
Massively. You know, look how popular GTA Online is.
That seems to be one of the biggest concerns for this, because a lot of people really enjoyed the Red Dead online element, which was kind of back the first couple of steps that Rockstar took into online.
Yeah.
And it was kind of nice and fair. And then with what's happened to GTA Online, which is, I mean, you've seen there's been no DLC for GTA 5. It's all been for online.
Yeah.
Yeah, right enough.
So people are like, well, fuck that noise.
Yeah.
We need something. We need more story focused stuff for Red Dead. Like.
Which is unfortunate because, like, the Undead Nightmare, as much when they first announced it, I took the piss out of it hard because I was kind of like, why the fuck are they throwing zombies in this? And then I got it. I was like, oh my God, this is actually brilliant. Genius.
Yeah.
It's a completely different game.
Like. Yeah.
Exactly.
I really enjoyed that, actually. I personally can't wait for this.
Yeah.
This is a big year for games, guys. And that's October.
That's October, yeah.
That'll probably be one of the last biggest ones we get this year, I'd say.
Oh, you'll have...
November as well, then.
You'll have...
you'll have FIFA, obviously.
Yeah, you'll have FIFA and you'll have Battlefield, whatever game it is. And you'll have a COD. You know, you'll have all those standard roundup games.
Yeah.
There's something else coming at the end of this year as well, I think.
Is there? At the end of the year?
Spider-Man, maybe.
Spider-Man September, yeah, possibly. It'll be busy. It'll be busy that time of year.
It's a very busy year. God of War, middle of the year.
I think I was reading actually about the release date for Red Dead. It's like they haven't done it that late in a while. I think like the GTA,
like Rockstar.
Yeah, GTA 5 was in like September.
Oh yeah.
Now they're leaving into late October. Like they're leaving close to the time when you have the Battlefields, the FIFAs, the CODs, the big AAA titles.
Make a big push.
Well, the thing is, right, is a Rockstar have no reason to be scared.
No, that's
the thing. They can release it whenever, and they'll be like, "You're gonna fucking buy it."
But what's interesting is that the likes of Anthem, which was supposed to be coming out that time of this year, you know, that sort of holiday release, it's got pushed forward.
Yeah, Battlefield,
and Battlefield has come in to replace it. Do you think maybe they heard, you know, rumors
that
you know, could Anthem compete with Red Dead Redemption 2, and they decided, no, let's put that into a little quieter spot.
I don't know.
I think it's just going to wipe the floor because of what it is. Like you say, they're not going to make a bad game. You know what I mean?
No.
It's just going to be one of those games that's just like universal. Even if it like you consider it a bad game, it's still not going to be considered.
It's going to be a well-made game.
Like Rockstar is just quality. You can have bits that you don't like, and that's kind of one of the reasons I like kind of the free character bit in GTA 5 is that like. Oh, what the hell is it? Franklin. I didn't really like Franklin that much.
I liked Franklin.
Didn't like Trevor that much. I did. But I liked Michael.
I love Michael.
So it meant that basically I could be like, if it's not a mission to do with the other two, I can just play as Michael and I can enjoy the world as Michael. I can play GTA Online as my character and just enjoy the world. Rockstar is nothing but quality at this point.
Like you saw earlier,
I think GTA 4 was not good, but you like it. But the same, I could see bits in GTA 4. That were pure quality.
Mm.
It's just...
I can't.
Well,
yeah, like, I really enjoyed GTA 4. I played the fuck out of it.
No, by shit.
I definitely played more of GTA 4 than GTA 5, like...
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I played 5, and even at that, it was underwhelming.
I haven't played a GTA game that was underwhelming, like...
No, I don't mean that the game was underwhelming. I mean, I played an underwhelming amount of the game.
Oh, okay.
Well, it wasn't underwhelming. I just don't like GTA.
At all.
Vice City was like the... And then whenever San Andreas came out, it was like, oh my God, this thing is a shit.
San Andreas lost me.
Yeah.
I couldn't get into San Andreas.
As soon as...
I loved it because, you know, you could go to like the barbershops and you could go to the gym and you
could
go...
Well, I suppose I can't spoil the game. It came out years ago. But the bit when they dump you in a... What the hell do they call it? The trailer park bit. As soon as you leave Grove Street, that game lost me.
Yeah.
Because to me, that's when they killed everything that I liked about the game. I liked the fact that it was all like kind of gang wars, and it was kind of like you're fighting for turf and all this. Like I liked how stupidly simple it was. Yeah, I liked that's what it was. As soon as they started dumping in the trailer park and like, now you're gonna go over here, and you're gonna steal a fighter jet, you're gonna break into a military base to steal a jetpack. I was just kind of like. This why? Is ludicrous, even for you.
Like, why?
Like, I know Vice City has some nonsense in it.
Oh,
where, like, you're flying an RC car loaded with bombs around a fucking, like, construction
site. Yeah.
Like, that was so nonsense. Hard. But it was fun.
Yeah.
But it's like, San Andreas, I just did not care. As soon as you left Grove Street, I was done. I wasn't done. I beat it. But, like, I just didn't care.
I'm never playing that game again. Finish it 3 times.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
Vice City about 4 or 5 times. But, like, no, San Andreas.
It's the soundtrack.
San Andreas was one and done.
I've never replayed a GTA game.
No?
No.
Vice City's the only one I've played.
You play the story, you finish it, and then, you're going to spend the majority of your time fucking about in the world anyway.
Yeah, just killing people and getting chased by the cops.
Which is why I kind of wish they would go back to Vice City. Why would you replay? I replayed Vice City for the fact that in the old GTA games, when you beat it, the world was essentially dead.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there was no funny quirks. the music you heard was all the same. There was no like side missions. There was no kind of like, oh, what am I going to do here? That's why I really wish they would go back and revisit Vice City.
Vice City
and
remastered.
Give it this whole new thing of kind of like, there's stuff to do side after quest. The game. Yeah, whereas when you beat Vice City, all you, what, you collect pigeons. That didn't do anything.
Yeah.
The pigeons.
So you can do stunt jumps.
I got all that the pigeons didn't do anything. GTA 4.
Did you?
I got the key to the city in GTA 4, 100% completion. I put the effort in, but
God, that's dedication.
I just remember that was one of my first big achievement drives.
Yeah,
I fucking love that.
No,
I enjoyed the game so much.
But Red Dead,
have our Red Dead Redemption topic has diverged.
Yes, it has
into GTA.
Kinda, it's still Rockstar.
It's still Rockstar, I guess. But yeah, Red Dead 2 coming October 26th.
I'm excited
to a cinema near you.
Optimistic about the story. That's where I'm going.
All right. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited about it.
Really excited. I absolutely love Red Dead Redemption, so I can't wait.
D, excited.
I'm gonna be wired tonight.
Excited.
I say gaming.
Okay, he's definitely good.
I'm very aroused,
gentlemen. That brings us to a new point of the. Thank you for that, D. A new point of the
teleprompter. We need it on the teleprompter.
We have this week's bake sale. Is that what it says?
The fucking thing.
Is that? I can't see that. Oh, no. It's the Noah's Ark of food. yes, this is the point of the show that you've all been waiting for. No.
This is a big time stamp at the bottom. For everyone who wants to skip to the Noah's Ark of food.
This is the bit that Sinker genuinely has no fucking clue what it is.
I don't.
Do you know what I think we should do?
I've not been given a hint or anything. I don't have a clue.
Because I've written it this way and I kind of like it. The Noah's Ark of food.
Noah's Ark of food.
Mm, the Noah's Ark of food. You know, well, the moment I said it, I realized
it's the XA Gaming's Noah's Ark of food.
Are you going to animate words there?
Oh, yeah. What's the fucking podcast?
You have not been keeping up to date.
I really haven't.
The podcast.
God damn it.
God. anyway, Sinker, in 6 weeks' time.
Yeah. Yeah.
In 6 weeks' time, there's going to be a massive flood. Hypothetical. This flood will destroy all food in the planet. Hypothetical.
Okay.
D and I have built an ark to escape the flood. Again, hypothetical. On this ark, each week we are allowed to put two items of food each. Hypothetical. That we are taking with us that will be saved from the flood. Hypothetical. So. At the end of it, we will have 40 items of hypothetical food to live on while the hypothetical flood dies off.
Okay.
So each week we've been adding our pieces of food. Do you have a list of what we have so far?
Yep.
So basically, this is what we have so far going onto the ark in massive quantities to live off of. D.
Pepperoni pizza.
Okay, good start.
TGI Fridays?
Yep.
Or TGI Fridays, chicken tenders.
Okay.
Mashed potatoes and flaming hot Doritos. Week 2, we had Rumor Coffee Armagh Bean Coffee. Chip Shop Chips. Maple and Pecan
Plats.
Yeah. I nearly
like
said
the pastries out of the
not a fan, but okay.
Nearly said Pilates.
Anyway. Maple and Pecan Pilates for your tummy.
Tea. To counter the coffee. Week 3, Longhorn's Porthouse Steaks.
Yeah.
fucking useless at spelling. Scrambled eggs.
Scrambled eggs.
Pasta carbonara, chicken, ham, and mushrooms, and a bujum chicken fajita with sweet corn salsa.
Oh.
Sour cream and cheese.
Now, Sinker, the point of this is you have to be very specific with the foods you want to put on. You can't just say, I want chips. You have to give me the type of chip. You have to give me where it's from. You know,
you can't say pizza. You got to get pepperoni pizza.
So, Sinker, you're going to add to the list this week. So we're going to add one each this week and then one collective one, which will give us the four this week.
Yeah. Oh, okay. God, I had two. Now I have to narrow it down.
Of course you got an ark. You can't add. We don't have room for all this hypothetical food and the hypothetical ark during the hypothetical flood.
Why
Jesus.
Not?
God.
Fucking God. Enough with the hypotheticals.
Can we have a hypothetical word count?
We could.
Yeah.
Hypothetically?
I already have that written down. Hypothetical.
I haven't put much thought into this one this week because normally what happens is I eat the food during the week or I see a picture of food that I have eaten and I'm like, I'd really want that in the ark. And I haven't. And now I'm really stuck.
Fark.
Any of you guys?
At least he's got two. Things like even like sweets and all would have to be, you know, specifically mentioned for the arc.
I think I know where this guy's going.
Oddly enough, mine won't be a surprise.
Okay, who wants to go first?
I'll go first. I got one I think it's fairly obvious. I think we'd all want. But I don't know how specific I'll have to be about
it. I don't know, because you did say tea.
Yeah. But this is one we'll all want. this is definitely one. I'm just going to go for milk chocolate.
Oh, yeah. We have.
I think we're all going to need some milk chocolate.
Very good choice. So just standard milk chocolate.
Milk chocolate.
50% milk chocolate. There we go.
Would that be right?
Yeah. Milk chocolate is 30%.
But is that our collective one then?
Yeah.
Or was that just his?
No, that's just me.
Okay.
Fair enough. Let me think. God, that's a good one actually, D.
Thanks. Just had that thought because I was like, fuck, no one said chocolate yet.
You see, no one has also said this. Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
On board the hypothetical ark during the hypothetical flood, can we build a hypothetical fire? Because how else are we cooking this food?
I know. No, I don't think we can. I think if you want it like raw or if you want it cooked, you got to pick which one you want. Because we've done that for most things.
All right. I am going to go with... I think this may be a waste of a go, though.
Because, we said scrambled eggs.
So I wouldn't use it. If it's a waste, I wouldn't go.
If you had
fire,
you could just use regular eggs and do whatever you want.
Yeah, no, we got to be quite specific. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, we got to just... Okay, I'm going to go with toast.
Good man.
Toast.
Good man.
Toast, to me, is
Oh, no. Do we need to specify what we want to put in the toast? Or, like, is this just... This is just...
This is just bread toasted.
Bread toasted.
Yeah.
But then
I have my scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
But
then
you.
But no butter.
There's
or
no
like
butter, no jam, no
jam
Nutella.
If you want that, that counts as an item.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that.
So if you want some of my dry bread, boys, come on down to E-Deck.
You can just, I don't know, you can dip it in your coffee.
I'd put steak onto it and my eggs onto it and just make a steak
sandwich.
And egg sub, only on bread.
Dry bread.
Toast.
Toasted.
Yeah.
Sinker.
That's mine. Sinker.
Yep.
McDonald's, the Swiss cheeseburger.
Oh, what a shout, sir. How did we not think of that? Yeah. My bread's going to go moldy because then I got to fucking touch it. I'm going to be eating all your burgers.
McDonald's.
I should have just thought about that. I didn't have to take on steak either if he's taking on burgers. Fuck me.
Yeah, no, but it's not the same. No. It's not anywhere near the same.
Yeah, but still. It's a flood day. You know?
We're going for steak tomorrow night, actually.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Should be nice. Should be good.
Oh,
actually.
Where about you going to get the steak?
In Monaghan, Batch Loaf.
Excellent choice.
Apparently, we went to Concord Wood last week and had a steak sandwich.
Just like a family day?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, very nice. Very nice. Okay, so now we need a group decision.
Oh, fuck. This will never work. We never agree on anything.
It's not going to work. No. It's not going to work. We can't even agree on when to do a fucking
Kit Kats.
Cheese.
What?
Cheese.
What type of cheese? You gotta be specific.
Fuck, I don't know, cheddar.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. I could put it with my eggs. I could put it with my
toast.
Steak.
Put it on
I
the toast.
Toast. I could have a cheese.
In your coffee.
Steak.
Can have extra.
You can have your tea.
Extra cheesy burgers.
You have cheese on
chips.
Cheesy chips. I could just take the cheese off the pizza. Awful.
Or you could add more cheese to your pizza and have a double cheese pizza.
Would you put cheddar cheese in a pizza?
Yeah, of course you would. Of course.
No,
you would.
You could, but I don't think you would.
People do.
I don't think people should.
That was a good one, actually, Thinker. Good shout.
It's a group thing, Chris.
I'm happy with cheese.
Fuck, cheese.
Hold on.
Cheddar cheese.
Hold on. So you've got tea and water, or tea and coffee, right?
Yeah.
Do you have any water?
It's a hypothetical flood, so we just went with we could drink the rainwater.
Yeah. We've got plenty of regular water.
Yeah, I mean, we could boil the rainwater and it'd be clean and we'd drink
it. We could. Yeah, we'll boil the tea. We'll distillate the tea in the coffee, and then we'll just be left with like the coffee beans, and then the water will evaporate and then condensate, and we'll drink that.
Okay.
Drink our own piss.
Lost 14 stone a day. Detox.
Detox.
Detox. Are we good with cheese?
Fuck it,
cheddar cheese. Is that? I mean, do we want barrels and barrels of cheddar cheese? You know.
Hey, I don't know, Chris.
I mean, oh god, this is very rich.
I kind of want to go for like a fancy cheese, like a Gouda or something like that.
Okay, if you have a Gouda, you're going to fuck overboard.
Do you like Gouda?
I've never had Gouda.
It's very nice.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like a light. Yeah, it's nice. It's not as, you know, a cheddar cheese is kind of a bit strong.
Sharp?
Yeah, but perfect description. Fuck, that's perfect.
Raise a sharp.
It's a sharp cheese, yes. good as quitting is.
I like a Wensley deal or Wensley deal cheese. It's like a crumbly kind of cheese.
They're okay. I'm not quite, I like that. Like, you know what's really nice cheese? Cracker Barrel.
You see, Cracker Barrel, I think, in my opinion, is underrated as a cheese.
You think?
Yeah, I think Cracker Barrel is a great cheese. Yeah, it's not the credit it's given for.
I would go through a full, was it a stick? What do you call it?
A block.
A stick of cheese.
A block of cheese.
I would go through a full block of that with some cream crackers, no bother.
I would go through it in toast, no bother.
We're good on Cracker Barrel. Anyway, yeah. What cheese are we putting in?
Have you got a specific brand of cheese you like? Do you want grated cheddar cheese? Do you want sliced cheddar cheese? Do you want block cheddar cheese?
Slice.
Ooh. Just do a block and we can slice it, I think.
I don't know.
Yeah, but then we should just have slice and not have to cut it.
We have utensils, like, we can cut the stuff.
But then why not just get it sliced? If it's infinite cheese, why not just have it sliced?
What if I want block of cheese?
No one said anything about infinite. We got a ration. It's a flood, hypothetical.
Okay. Okay, slices of cheese.
Slices of cheese. I'm good with that.
Slices. We spent so long on cheese.
We could have had this 10 minutes ago. Yeah, I'm happy enough with those suggestions this week. Thank you, James, for helping us with that one.
No problem.
So you have milk chocolate toast, a McDonald's Swiss stack burger, and cheese. And
spices of cheddar chess.
Perfect. I like how the arc is coming along. We have 5 more weeks until D-Day. So if you guys go ahead
six
and...
6 more. This is week 4. So we have 6 more entries.
Oh, 6 more entries, sorry. If you guys go ahead and do J-squared, you're going to have to fill that in for me. I'll text you what I want on board the arc.
Okay, cool.
It'd be some fucking foreign delicacy. some luncheon meat.
Caviar.
But no, thank you. If you're listening to this podcast, obviously, we would love to hear your suggestions on what you would put onto the arc. Obviously, it could be anything.
Yeah.
Or our suggestions. Yeah. I think we have a very rich man's arc.
We definitely went for things we like more than the practical things.
Yeah. We've very little, like, drinks on it. I've noticed we don't have, like, a carbonated drink. No Monster. No.
Okay, yeah. I know for my next one for next week will be Dr. Pepper. Have to be.
I think so?
Some of that on there, yeah.
I don't know. That takes us, gentlemen, into one of the best parts of our week. It is the questions that have been sent to us by members of our little growing community.
Our homegrown.
I'm sorry, guys. I farted again. I am absolutely stinking this evening.
I haven't smelled a thing.
Oh, I have.
There must be. Are you downwind, Sinker? I don't know what's going on here.
I think it's coming straight up like this, dude. I don't know what's going on with me. Like, it's like...
It's the lack of sleep, Chris, and the abundance of coffee.
It's the stress I'm under right now.
Have you drank a lot more coffee to try and stay awake?
No. I couldn't even drink Monster yesterday because I felt so sick. I didn't even drink water. Do you know what? My pee was that golden yesterday. Like, I probably could have bottled it and sold it for liquid gold. It was that golden.
I'm not sure that's how it works, but I understand what you're saying.
It almost hurt to pee. That's how dehydrated.
Yeah, stinging?
Yeah.
Oh, I hear
really
that,
badly. Anyway.
Drink water. It's good for you.
Gentlemen, the first question comes from Mr. Liam Mulligan. And he wants advice on what should be his next game to play. So I take it he has these two games ready to go. He just wants to know which one. Or maybe he's looking to purchase one of the two. We've talked about them both here on the show before. But he wants to know, should he delve into The Witcher 3? The Witcher Wild Hunt 3? The Witcher 3? Or should it be Fortnite? Now, two completely chalk and cheese games here, guys. But I had to think about this when he wrote to us. And I was like... Either way, you're going to drop a silly number of hours into both those games.
Probably. Definitely, if you're going to complete The Witcher 3, yeah.
Yeah, there's no actual logical sense in which game should be next. It's just what one we think should actually, like, you know, what one, I guess what one would you prefer to play?
Witcher 3, yeah, for sure. In Oppie.
So, by Fortnite, do we mean the Battle Royale bit or the just base building bit?
No, the Battle Royale.
The whole game.
The whole game, I guess. Right.
Well, you play whatever bit you want.
My argument would be, why not both? Because both one of them's just a little PUBG clone.
Yeah, but I mean, let's say he didn't have one, like both these games, and he had to go out and buy one. Which one would you suggest he buy? Yeah, but let's say he has to get one.
Which one's free? What?
Fortnite.
Fortnite's free.
Fortnite's completely free?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. And it's Battle Royale free as well?
Yeah.
Anyway, no.
Little shout out to our community. If you want a free game, get fucking Fortnite.
But what is your opinion on what he should jump into?
That's a fucking excellent point. Had I known that, I would have told him to get both.
If you have to delve into, all right, you know what, Liam, get both.
Fucking, I did not know it was free.
Right, here we go. Moving on to the next question.
Okay, so to
no,
answer...
No, it's gone.
Okay.
No, to answer the question, what is it?
To answer the question seriously, I suppose it depends. Do you want to put 1,000,000 hours into an RPG that you can get invested in the story, or do you want to play a competitive shooter where I guess you're going to put that many hours into getting good?
Yeah, getting good.
Personally, getting I'm good. More of a story gamer, so if I had to pick one, probably The Witcher, but I have no real experience in The Witcher franchise.
I think you can jump in and out of Fortnite.
He just finished The Witcher last week.
But get both, because one's free.
You got get good.
Get good, son.
Good. Our second question, gentlemen, comes from Mr. J Short 80 on Instagram. That is Jody Short, I believe. He asks, gentlemen, would you rather have to run everywhere you go, excluding journeys by any sort of vehicle, or shout every time you speak? I don't know. I mean, obviously, would I be out of breath? I assume I'd be out of breath. I would be just as fit as I am now, but I'd have to run.
I think you'd be out of breath regardless, shouting at people.
Just as fit as you are now, but have to run everywhere you go, or every time you want to talk, even the slightly, you have to shout.
You have to run everywhere. So if I wanted just to go like to the toilet here now, yeah, I'd have to sprint in. tear down the studio lights and fucking wreck the show. Fuck.
Do I have asthma in this situation?
Or whatever.
Yeah,
or,
well, then I have to shout then. I'd be dead within the next minute if I had to run everywhere.
Would you actually, not be dead from shouting? Would you not be dead from shouting? Would you not exhaust that much air?
I mean, yeah, but if I have to actually run, it would actually kill me.
Would you, though?
Well, can I loophole it?
Does require you to talk a lot?
Does a bit, yeah.
My job requires me to
communicate. I imagine if I started yelling at people, they might you know, ask me less questions as a result.
I think
it'd work out quite well.
I think I'd lose my job if I chose that one. But then again...
Could you help me find... Yeah, the shampoo's over there!
Come on, I'll show you! Take a sprint. Imagine you had a coffee, like, just bring it down to the table, sprint it down to coffee fucking everywhere. Here you go. Which one would you prefer?
It sounds like the answer again is both. Just do both.
By the time I get to the table, it's just empty cups.
I'll get you a new one. Your hands are scalded. You're dying from fucking out of breath.
Oh, Jesus. The more I think about it, that is a pretty tough one to answer.
I think
when I first seen it, I was just like, "Oh, I'll just shout every time I need to speak." But that's a pretty tough.
You'd lose your job, like
I'd lose my voice.
But you'd get some serious prompts every time someone asks you to do something at work. They're like, "Oh, could you just run over there and do that?" And you'd literally run there, and they'd be like, "God, that man is dedicated."
I would be.
That's the type of attitude.
I'd be so fatigued all of the time.
I know. Like,
yeah.
Can I loophole it and pick running? But then I can just put myself in a wheelchair.
What it said something about you have to go, you have to
excluding,
run everywhere.
Excluding any journeys by vehicle.
Is it a vehicle?
Yeah. I'll get an electric wheelchair.
Wheels.
Okay, fair enough then. Okay then. You loophole it, right? You're fun.
What do you say? A regular chair?
A wheelchair.
But
so
I think
if I get a wheelchair, but I pick running, it means that I can just sit on my ass. But then when I want to go somewhere,
it's a phenomenal.
Yeah,
question.
But then you're making yourself voluntarily like. Bound to a wheelchair.
Well, not necessarily.
You could get up and run.
Nothing, I just have to run everywhere.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There's nothing wrong with my legs, no. In fact, when I do move, when I do use them, I run. Yeah, no.
So you either got a Forrest Gump it everywhere or just shout all the time.
I'd pick shouting because running would kill me.
I don't know.
To be fair, I think if I shouted every time, I think that could end up killing me too. I get in some sticky situations by shouting all the time at people.
Imagine dealing with the police. And you're just shouting at them, can you please lower your voice? I can't move! I can't lower my voice!
So we're going to have to ask you to remain calm.
I'm really sorry about this!
I would probably go with the...
Fucking hell! I'm thinking of the situations you'd be in. It's a lovely service!
Literally, like, you wake up out of bed in the morning, you are fucking... Like, you can't even see, but you have to go to the toilet. And you fucking take her straight into the wall or something. You know how tired and groggy you'd be? Bang. Holy fuck.
Oh, fuck hell.
I don't know. Great question.
I'll run everywhere.
I'll probably run everywhere too, yeah. At least I can talk at a normal pace.
Yeah.
Holy shit, but... Yeah, that turned out to be a bit more entertaining than I once thought. Yes, indeed. Thank you very much for submitting your questions this week. we have a great time answering them, as you can see. Do get in touch with us through any medium, social media. You have Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, obviously comment under the video below, or if you can, by the way, we forgot to mention this for quite some time now, if you could give us a rating on iTunes.
Yeah.
That'd be swell.
A bunch of them way back and then.
Yeah, whenever we remembered to ask people to go and rate us. Yep. That would help us out a lot.
Big time.
Yeah.
And on Facebook as well.
If you do that, we would be forever in your debt. But if you don't worry about it. Just get in contact with us, even if it's just say hello. Thank you very much for all the support we've got during the week. We look forward to hearing from you more, and we look forward to you getting to see all of the content that we have coming your way over the next couple of weeks, I believe.
It's going to be very quiet the next couple of weeks, actually.
Yes.
But after that.
What have we got? What have we actually got? Have we got anything in line? No.
You got some videos.
Oh, I'm going to try and
do something. I'm going to do something.
Okay. We have some plans and stuff that we want to get done whenever I get back.
Oh, we're always planning. We've always got a plan for something. We're really good at that.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're bad at implementing them, but we will do them sometimes, and they might be good.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got a lot of good ideas.
Hmm. Any closing thoughts of this week, gentlemen?
I never have closing thoughts, but I always try to think of one and kill some time going.
I have no closing thoughts. This time tomorrow, I'll be in
in
New York.
You wanted to talk about your.
I was going to talk. I don't know what to do. I'm really stuck now. Like, I don't know what to do.
I'd leave it,
yeah. But I will be in New York.
Yep.
Spoiler.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
What? Are we leaving it?
Huh?
Are you leaving it?
Am I leaving what?
Whatever you were going to talk about.
Yeah, I'll talk about it in the car.
Okay.
Yeah.
You hear all about it.
That's fine. So
you'll be in New York for Super Bowl.
New York
Sunday.
For the Super Bowl is right, and then heading down to.
Come on, the Mets! Right?
Can't wait to see the Windy Apple.
That's it.
That's my closing thought for the week. Look forward to that. I will be in touch. Anyway, that does end up listening to this, your stories will probably be polluted with pictures from my vacation.
Your vacation?
Yeah. You're going to see me standing in knee-high white socks.
Please.
Fanny pack.
Fucking please.
If I can get that, you know that like Tommy Vassetti shirt?
Yes.
Oh, dude, I'll definitely get that, actually. Yeah. Definitely.
We were going to fucking wear that out for a fucking steak night, and we never did.
I know, yeah. I'll definitely get
we'll
one.
We'll do that here.
Thing. Yeah, we will.
We'll do that here.
I'll bring you back one.
Yes.
Would you like one? We could all do it in the shirts.
Absolutely.
We'll do GTA talk. I don't know why. I don't know why I just said that.
GTA talk.
Home of the Empty Promise, that right there. We actually have Ryan True Gamer, RTG Nation, or whatever that is, coming back up to join us again for another podcast.
We've got him booked in. Busy schedule.
Mm-hmm. Busy schedule is right. Yeah, we got to fit him in.
He got a cancellation, so we can fit him in. Yeah.
We can fit him. I look forward to that, actually, because the last we talked to him, he told us about that Fallout, what is it, like,
story
screenplay?
Yeah, so he's like gonna do he's gonna do his own story within the Fallout world,
and he needs voice actors.
I do voices. I don't.
Oh yeah,
I'm not Fallout.
I do voice.
I do voices. Yeah, I can do voices. I can't, but I'm gonna do something.
Oh, we'll definitely. That'll be excellent. I can't wait. Yeah, that should be tremendous talk with him. So look forward to that.
Watch Good Will Hunting last night. That's Robin Williams said that they're very hard to watch. Not hard, but like a lot.
It hits you a lot harder.
It hits you a lot harder watching that, knowing
he's dead.
That he died, yeah. So much. You're just kind of like, wow, he was fucking excellent in that film. But yeah.
Wow. What a bum note to go out on, dude.
Well, he also named his daughter Zelda.
Which is a tremendous name.
And it's after a game, so it's all comes back to gaming at the end of the day here at Excite Gaming.
Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this has been episode 37 of the podcast. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you all in... Oh, fuck.
I should have let you finish. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should have. Yeah, it's been episode 36. It's been good. We'll see you next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Love you, bye.
Bye.